that the Lord needs our cooperation. We really want to see, we always want to see that He does everything and I do nothing. And sometimes I think, if you created a plan, would you just create the plan and let it sit there and not do anything? But if you know Philip Weber, you would do everything according to the plan. Is that not the case? Okay, maybe not everything, but a lot. It's just 2 minutes. He doesn't want to put on the headset, but he'll put on the headset. And we have experienced this in our human life in so many situations, unless you are lazy. But if you're normal, we often have a to-do list, and we have it in our smartphone, what we have to do. If you have a list and you don't do anything, why do you need a list? Normally you do that, or as a normal person in business, at work. Surely, especially at work. Otherwise you lose a lot. But concerning spiritual things, why do we think we don't have to do anything, that we cannot do it, even though it's not that difficult? To read the Bible, is it that difficult? To pray, is that difficult? Regarding things of the Lord, I always think, oh, I can't do it, it's too hard. But it is actually not hard, especially because the Lord lives within us, and the Spirit is often there who says, now, stop. Do this. Don't look on the internet anymore. Stop now. Go to the Word. Or do something that you're actually supposed to do right now. Do you think the Lord gives us things to do that are so difficult? I don't think so. If you have read the Word and it touches your heart, what do you do? Oh, yeah, that really touched me. Close the Word and it's done. Why don't you talk with the Lord about this and say, Lord, I want this. I want to learn to gain these things. Or if the Lord shows me that this cannot remain in your heart, do you say, Lord, I repent, and then close the Bible and you do nothing? At least you should go to the Lord and say, Lord, help me in this moment to really purge out the leaven. I want it to remain in my heart. Don't want it to remain in my heart. And if you are too weak to really pull out the root or this thorn, sometimes the root is really deep. And when my wife sometimes works in the garden, tries to pull out the roots, she says, come help me. Of course, I wouldn't say, you have two hands, do it yourself. I would never say that to my wife. Then I have problems. If I would say that to my wife. The Lord lives within you, and He is there to help you all the time. If you can't do it yourself, say, Lord, help me. Let's pull it out now, right away. Why don't we do that? It is not that difficult, but the Lord will not just do it and you do nothing. If that were the case, you would never grow in life. nothing would grow within you even after 10 years. If the parents always do everything for their kids and the kids never do anything, is that love for the kids? You end up spoiling them, or do they grow properly? No, they won't. The spiritual principle is the same. God does not want to do everything for us. At the beginning, yeah. When you're a babe, when you're an infant, you cannot change your own diapers, or? The parents have to do that at the beginning, but when you're older, when you're 13 years old, if you still had to change your diapers when you're 13, that's no longer normal. That's no longer normal. The more you grow, the more God wants to see that you are exercised. Because the spirit of life grows within you, and you work with it, then you are a co-worker of God, even a servant of God. So that God, with whom God can really work together. Paul was such a faithful co-worker. God could entrust him with so many things, and Paul was faithful to execute it. But today, can God entrust us with the truth? That it also grows, and that it becomes solid within us, and that we can also share it, not just as teaching and doctrine, but as our reality, our experience. And this is the principle in the whole Bible that we have read. That's why Peter also says, giving all diligence. We have to be diligent. What does diligence mean? It means you have to work together with him. The professor at the university will not do your homework for you, or then he's really a dear professor, and at the end you will be a good for nothing. As a student, you will have nothing. You will have learned nothing. This is the principle of life. And the higher this life is, the more we have to work with him. We have to partake. And all the apostles in the scripture show us how they went with the Lord together, step by step. And at the end, they even became martyrs. They really poured out themselves as a drink offering, exactly as the Lord did, who also died for us. And this is a serious word, because if we are already sharing about maturity, and if we see that we have to reach maturity, the question is how? And here we see that our heart, it has to do with our heart. May the Lord really open our eyes and help us. Praise the Lord. Let's take a break. Okay? Praise the Lord.